The Freelancer Employee Handbook. Welcome, new employee. We're glad to have you on board as a part of our team. The following is your freelancer company handbook. Now, this is by no means a legal or binding contract, but for all intents and purposes, it will serve as your guide to working and living as a freelancer. The content in this handbook is subject to change at your very whim or if your disposition is a bit off, since they were out of peanut butter chocolate smoothies at Amigos today. This manual will prepare you for almost 0% of your day-to-day operations as a freelancer, much like how when you started throwing empty Diet Coke cans at the teenager manning the drive-thru window, he fought back by spraying you with the nacho cheese hose and cursing at you in another language. Feel free to submit all questions and concerns in this handbook to HR, which is you, and hopefully you, will get back to you in a timely manner. If not, you can submit a formal complaint to the CEO, you, and if you don't address your complaint about HR, you, feel free to turn in your 2 weeks' notice to yourself. The Standard Work Week. Your standard work week is Monday through Sunday, 365 days a year. You are allowed to pretend to take weekends off, but this will do nothing to dissuade your clients because they know you'll be right there where they expect you, in front of your computer with a mouthful of Blazin' Buffalo Ranch Doritos. You are encouraged to not check your email or answer client phone calls after 5 p.m., but you'll do it anyway because you're a strung-out email junkie, willing to kneecap a stranger or sell your own organs just to check your inbox again. While you are not required to fill out a time card, you are asked to keep track of your hours on each client project you work on, even though you'll be clocking in many, many more than you originally bid on, answering an endless barrage of questions you have already answered time and time again. Concepts like time and space will eventually elude you, and you'll slip into another realm of thought where massive hallucinations about your personal health and hygiene will be pulled from the wind and sifted into nonsense. Changing clothes or showering will become void words, where in your new speak language, ideas are delivered via a conscious stream of color directly into the brain of whom you wish to communicate with. Aspirin is located in the upstairs bathroom.